We're going to talk about your next mini project. Since we're in the lab phase of this class right now. Okay, so this next mini project, you're going to get to use, and we're going to ask you to use all those tools we just talked about to do a complete full design process. Right? We asked you to design a spaghetti tower. We didn't give you any tools to do so. Right? Now we've given you some tools. We're going to ask you to design something a little bit more complex than a spaghetti tower. What we're going to design for is this contest called ARLIS. ARLIS stands for a rocket launch for international student satellites. Set every fall, usually early to mid-September, on the Black Rock Desert in Nevada. So it's 2.5-3 hours northeast of Reno. Really in the middle of nowhere, Nevada. Still one of the darkest places in the country, actually. Very low light pollution. It's kind of cool. There are two actual classes of competition. We'll talk about two and I'll kind of narrow down to which one you're going to design something to compete in. There's a ton of Japanese teams. There's Korean teams. You guys know anybody at your university that's gone? Yeah, so their university has sent teams the past few years. Pretty cool contest. All right, so there's actually a rocket launch from a few years ago on the right-hand side there. Okay. If the Black Rock Desert sounds familiar, you probably heard it in this context. Same place that Burning Man happens. So we're out there usually less than a month after Burning Man. So they're still cleaning up from all this after when we're out there, basically. There's another picture of the desert. Right? The desert surface will vary between being as hard as this table and having a really fine kind of silty layer. It's not sand desert. It's actually a dry lake bed. So it's not a sandy, Saharan-type desert. It's dry lake bed. It can be really hard. And what you'll get if it's not super hard is a layer of silt, effectively. It's really fine, really easy to get stuck in, basically. Okay. So I'm going to play a video in a second. If you're prone to motion sickness, you probably don't want to watch. Okay. So here's actually a video looking down one of these rockets. So these rockets are 3 meters long, maybe. Right? They are almost 7 inches in diameter. They will go to 12 to 14,000 feet. So it's called a satellite. You don't go quite into space. So the rocket goes up to 12 or 14,000 feet. At its apex, it has quite often a black powder charge inside that splits the rocket into sections. So you'll see the tail section come off soon. There it goes. The parachute, and basically through this process, you'll see in just a second, I think, your design, your device gets spit out of the rocket too. There it went, I think. There we go. That's it. So you see them falling now. Right. So the launch is actually pretty violent for your device sitting inside this rocket. The deployment can be really violent as well. Okay. The objective of your design that has to fit in this rocket and go to 12 or 14,000 feet is first to survive the launch, ejection, and landing, and then it has to autonomously move towards a target on the desert. Right, so you get, before you launch, you get the GPS coordinates. Okay. In order to officially win, you have to stop within 100 meters of the target, and you have to prove that the device was under some kind of control. That you didn't just fall out of the sky and get lucky and land on the target. Right, you can't win that way. Okay. 100 meters is pretty hard in this contest. Until the last couple years, nobody made it within 100 meters. Last year, the University of Tokyo stopped exactly on the target. So it's a doable thing. But it's not easy to do. Okay. There are two classes of competition. The first is called CANSAT, and it's called CANSAT because it's the size and weight of a 12-ounce beverage can. Okay. And basically all the rules we just talked about, you just kind of have the additional size constraints. Okay. So there's a CANSAT, there's one that tried to parachute, you can kind of parasail, glide down. There's really no restriction on how you get from 12 or 14,000 feet to your target on the desert. You can fly if you want, you can parachute down, you can fly and then drop and drive. You can drop straight down and then drive. You can use a quadcopter, which I think is the teams from Kumho usually use. Right? No real restriction. You can't use it other than you can't use explosive fuel. Right? So it has to be essentially electric power. Okay? And he's actually a high school student that did the open class. So open class, this is what you're going to design for. Right? So you have a 146 millimeter cylinder that your design has to fit into. Has to be less than 240 millimeters tall, which is about like that, and less than 1,050 grams, half a pound. No, 2 pounds, 2.2. Went the other way. So there you have some constraints on that. You have to autonomously navigate. So autonomously, pre-programmed, right? You can't control this thing with a joystick. Right. Here's the design. Testing on the desert. This is from a Georgia Tech team from 2010, probably. There's another design. So you see the desert there. It's pretty hard this year, particular year. It actually has pneumatic tires, and that looks more than the diameter. Yeah, those blow up once they landed. So you have another rover. This is actually a hopping rotochute, is what this design is called. Some research going on with that. So basically, it's got the propellers. They're not used to actually fly. So you just spin them up to jump, basically. And it jumps from one place to another. We took our first team in 2014. That's it. These guys were a senior design project. We've gone in 2015. There's 2015 design landed team. We've gone in 2016. And we took a team last year. Don't have a picture of them right now. The landing's pretty difficult, so a lot of teams will break on landing. That's what happened in 2016. So this motor bracket is actually broken, and then you saw the previous picture, the parachute landed directly on top of the design. So we had near zero wind at launch, which is usually good, but there was so little wind, the parachute came right down on top, and they hadn't really designed for that. So I'll include, we won't watch them right now. There's two videos of some launches. There's actually a link from the class page, I think, a whole list of videos from the contest from the last few years, including some testing on the desert and some Flickr albums from past teams. So you can look at how it's been solved before, what the desert looks like. Right? It's part of your design process. This is probably part of your research to see what the thing looks like, what's been done in the past. Check those videos out. In the project handout, there's even more information on the very last page of the handout PDF, right, where you can look for the official rules, the whole official rule list, those kind of things. Okay. So your job, right? By February 2nd, you're going to submit an initial report to us. Okay. During that next week, your team, all three of you will need to be present. And again, just like most of our stuff, details, like really details on this, is included in the handout. Right? We're talking kind of high level right now. Right? So you'll submit to us by 5 p.m. February 2nd. You'll meet with one of us during the week of the 6th. Right? And basically we'll set up a calendar where your team, all three of you, if there's a three or four person team, right, all of you will have to be present for that meeting. All right? We'll have tons of hours available. Then you'll have until February 16th to take the changes we discussed with you, right, along with continuing to refine your design and understanding of the problem, to complete a final report and presentation. All right. There's also a homework associated with this project. By the following week, as an individual homework assignment, everyone has to do a presentation. It will be a video actually submitted online. We don't have time for you to present in class. So submit a video of your presentation online. By the week after that presentation being submitted, it will have been seen by someone, other folks in the class. Right? Should have been seen by six people from the class at least. And they have commented on your video and kind of suggested constructive criticism, what could be better, what you did well, what they think of your design. So there's our timeline of mini project two. Okay, your report. Less than 4 pages of text. Right. So in that text, you get to introduce your final design, introduce the design tools you use to develop it. And then not included in that 4 pages, you should have plenty of figures describing your final design, the alternatives, the design tools themselves, that kind of thing. Those are not included in the 4 pages. Your presentation is a video, less than or equal to 5 minutes, and posted to Vimeo. Not YouTube, Vimeo. There's a handout on the class page that has detailed instructions on how to do so. For both of those, as we've been talking, you need to understand your problem understanding, specs, necessary functionality. What does that sound like? House of quality. What's the next one? Spec sheet. What's the next one? Function tree. Right. You're going to need to develop and evaluate 3 alternative concepts. You need to objectively select a concept. Or recommend a concept is another way to think about that. You can include a third level evaluation matrix to support that choice. So it breaks down to like a standard technical document, design document. And 4 pages of text, should be plenty. Here's a timeline summarized for you. There's a handout with a lot more information on the site. I will post the teams after class today. So the teams are not up yet. So I'm going to encourage you at this point to take a deep breath, relax a little bit. All right? What you have to propose is a design concept. Okay, so we're not asking, again, for most of what we do in this class, not asking for a fully detailed design. All right? So you don't need to go out and start deciding what bolts, size bolts and nuts you need. Right? Or exactly what material properties you need to have. Or doing any of that analysis. Right? The design concept, you need to explain the functionality of a design that could compete in this contest. Right. We're working on conceptual design in this class, right? So a fully detailed design is not needed. You're not getting into that detailed design phase. You're presenting a concept that can fulfill the requirements. You don't need CAD drawings, right? So a figure's kind of meet what we talked about at the beginning of class today. Right? They need to be computer generated with enough detail that just someone can understand how that design might work that you've drawn. And again, you have a maximum of 4 pages of text. So you're not generating a 50-page report here. It's 4 pages. And if you just talk through the tools that we just talked about, that's going to take most of your 4 pages. And I think it's a fun project. Right? I think it's an interesting problem. It's a cool project. I had a lot of fun being the kind of faculty advisor for the team here. So I think it's fun. I think you'll think it's fun when you're thinking about it. I will likely have funding. I do have funding for 4 students right now to go in September again this year. All right. So ideally a multiple semester project so you can do your paper design this term. If it was super fun to you, get in touch with me after the semester. We can fold you into the team probably. All right. Might have a chance to actually go out to the desert. All right. Contest again is mid-September. So if you were interested in doing this for the fall, the design really needs to happen in the summer. Like, it can't wait till we get back in August. You don't have enough time to actually build and test the thing. So our goal is to continue to compete annually. Right? And I think you guys thinking about this design in terms of this class is a great way to do that. So let's lead into that process. Again, I think it's a fun contest. Okay. It's also a great, we've had a few senior design projects. So when you get to senior design and you're looking for something to do, and this sounded cool to you, feel free to get in touch with me about that too. Okay, questions about Mini Project 2? Okay, so the handout for the assignment's already up. I'm going to post the teams as soon as I get back to my office. The team list will have ULID. You can just append at louisiana.edu to email your teammates and get in touch. All right. And make sure I get spaghetti tower reports by 5 p.m. tomorrow. Thanks.